Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello!
Hello, people of Earth!
People of Earth, welcome back to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I am Bet.
We are Bet and Steny, and it's episode 738 of the Hucklebug. We are back. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome back, Bet. Hooray!
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Woo!
Just want to say a quick little thing. This past Tuesday... Or the one before, but the one before that. You know, when I became...
The 13th,
yes.
Yeah.
Had a bit of an unfortunate circumstance. Well, actually, I had one Monday.
Right.
Wherein I could not ambulate through my house.
Right.
Or as Cher Horowitz says, I was not ambular.
You're not ambular, exactly.
And when it happened Monday, I had some 911 people come to my house. They got me up the two steps into my house, and I was okay. Went to work. Had no idea about the next day, but I did tell my sister, if it happens again, I'm just turning around, driving myself to the ER, and saying, I give myself to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which did happen, and
yes,
I did.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, our hospital, well, our ER in Beefield, there is no hospital anymore.
Right.
The hospital is in Princeton.
Right.
And so at the ER, I've always had the worst care. That's why I hate going there. You know they're going to try to make you climb up on a table for x-rays and crap like that.
Yeah.
And I knew I couldn't. But I guess because it's now under new management, I had nurses and doctors who were so accommodating and listened to me about
what
was going on. And when I told them about not being able to get through the stairs of my house to get into the actual house, the doctor on call said, well, there's no reason to send her home if she's just going to go home and can't get in her house.
Right.
So I was admitted to Princeton Community Hospital that night at about 4 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
went by ambulance, driven by a girl who drove like a fucking maniac, let me tell you. I was holding on to everything.
Well, I guess if you can't drive an ambulance like you're bad out of hell, I don't know what vehicle you're allowed to drive that way.
Exactly. I just hope she doesn't drive her car that way. Anyway, got in, got admitted. And here's the thing, folks. Besides what's going on with my knees, which right now are not giving me such a fit because I've got so much other stuff going on.
Well, and you're doing your physical therapy and all that.
I am. But the doctors at PCH discovered some other things they didn't like about my health. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into much detail other than it was stuff I wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bones. It's other physical stuff.
Yeah.
So I was kept for a couple of days. Then I was released two Fridays ago to Encompass, which is a PT facility.
Right.
And I just have to say that while I was at Encompass, I was a total freaking rock star.
Yep.
And it's because I was 15 to 20 years younger than everybody else.
Right.
There.
Yep.
They were struggling to survive. I was doing punches and kicks. And so I was doing well. I was feeling strong. I was walking, either with walker or cane. I was walking farther than I had walked forever. Then Friday, the day before my release last week, came, and one of my PT people said, "Sounds like you're getting a cold." And I said, "No, I'm okay." I was released last Saturday, Saturday before last, and came home with, well, you can hear me now, and I hope you don't hear me cough. I have got so much crap in my chest.
Yeah.
I've got, like, consumption kind of stuff going on.
We're a little worried Bet caught COVID in rehab.
Well, that was the first thing that I thought. But I'm home.
Yay.
I've been going to work.
Yep.
I can get up those two steps like a maven.
Fuck yeah, you can.
Fuck yeah, I can. I don't say that often.
No, but, yeah, you should.
But it's been a bit of a strange time in my life, and I just thank you all for and Stens especially for saying, "Don't worry about it. Do what you need to do.
We're
to be here."
That's right. Hell yeah. That's right.
But,
yeah.
I'm back. I'm back.
Bet's back, baby, and she's better than ever.
Well, badder than ever. Because you know that has dual meanings.
That's true. That's right. Yeah, that's okay. All right. She's badder than ever. She's badder than ever, baby. And I know which way I mean it. Well, welcome back. We're so glad to have you. Missed you while you were out, of course. Let's do a couple of quick rips. And then we'll get into your shout outs, everybody. Yeah. So last week
you got me. I mean, I knew about it, certainly, but I had totally forgotten about George.
Yeah, George Went passed away last week, I believe that was. You know, I'm trying to think. I'm struggling to think of anything I've seen him in other than Cheers. I think it's just Cheers. He's been in other stuff.
Oh, but Stens, do I ever?
Oh, Bet knows.
And I'm
he was
sure,
in some horror movie. I can't remember which one that is.
Well, I'm sure that sometime on Facebook when it was actually out, you know, and out can mean several different things.
But, yeah.
George Went, my close personal Facebook friend, Matthew Arkin.
Yes.
Was part of a video, a YouTube show that he did with his friend, Sean Allen Jones, called Verdine and Glenita. About two Southern girls and their lives together and their family. And the two leads are men in drag. Matthew played, I think, Aunt Betty, who was a man in drag. But one of them's husband was Uncle, well, I guess it would have been Aunt Betty's husband was Uncle Beanie, who was played by George Went. Who was in this. Yeah. So if you ever want to just punch up Verdine and Glenita, it's a hoot, but you'll see George Went. But Matthew always waxed about the kindness and the sweetness.
That's what I've heard. I've heard he's like just one of the most generous guys.
George Went. Yeah.
All of his Cheers colleagues spoke very highly of him all the time. On
Cheers, he had to be the most likable character of all.
100%, 100%. Well, I think there was an episode in the first season, I think, where Diane tells them there's a gay couple in the bar, and Norm's very bent out of shape about that. He does not want Cheers to become a gay bar. So there's one episode early on where we feel like maybe Norm is on the wrong side of history in terms of that. But, you know, that we can forget. We can forgive and forget. That was a different time, of course. But, yeah, he's just Norm was just so likable. Anyway, rest in peace, George Went. And then just a couple of days ago, or yesterday, day before yesterday, we lost Loretta Swit from MASH. Another one who I confess I don't recall seeing in anything else. Maybe an after school.
I'm not going to look it up because that takes time. But I'm sure she was in a movie starring Dick Van Dyke called Cold Turkey, where an entire town...
About quitting smoking,
tried to quit smoking.
Yeah. So they can get some tax break or something?
Right. It wasn't a great movie. No. But she was... You know, Margaret was so hard to like.
Oh, yes, but she was.
But there were episodes where you just... felt for her because she made it hard for herself.
Yeah.
I have to say something about Loretta Swit that it just always sticks in my mind.
What's that?
Even before now. Back in this, and this is a line from Loretta, not Margaret. Back in the 70s, when my mom, you know, used to love movie magazines, they'd have articles, stupid articles about that stuff. And there was an article about, they asked all these movie stars or TV stars, what is the thing that people, that fans come up and say most to you that surprises you or makes you laugh or makes you angry or whatever?
Right.
And they asked her, and she said, the thing that so many people ask me that I just absolutely cannot fathom is your real name Loretta Swit? She said, I just want to say, I was trying to become a famous actress. Do you think I would have chosen a name like Loretta Swit?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I sure wouldn't have chosen it. But then, you know, Engelbert Humperdinck is apparently not a real name, so who knows what kind of goofy things people will dream up for themselves.
And he's dead now.
He is. Or no, he's not.
He's not.
But he is. All right, so that's... So anyway, those are our rips. Rest in peace, George Wendt and Loretta Swit. Interestingly, I thought I saw something on Facebook yesterday about James B. Sicking having passed away.
From Hill Street.
But apparently that was last year. It was like back in July of 2024, as it turns out. So, because he was on Hill Street Blues. He was also Doogie's dad, I think, on Doogie Howser.
I didn't watch that, so I didn't know.
All right, let's do some shout-outs. My goodness,
yes,
it's been such a long time.
Yes, my lord.
We'll start on hucklebug.com.
.com.
Where we have a shout-out for Tina.
Stand in the place where you live.
Now,
Tenny's not a fan.
No, I'm taking the piss. I finally confess to Bette that I'm not a big fan of R.E.M. I don't dislike them. As I told Bette, I am ambivalent.
Tina says, hi, ladies. Welcome back. Short one this week's always right way too much. Males and females can be plastic patties, so count my sister amongst them.
All right. I like plastic Colleen, though, Bette. I like plastic.
She says, this time next week, my baby will be a Mrs.
Oh, my goodness. And she is. We all saw the pictures.
She is.
She looks so happy in all the pictures. It's great.
Her dress.
Oh, so
loved
pretty.
Her dress.
Mm.
Bette, I can't live without Voltarol, which is our anti-inflammatory cream. Happy it's helping. Well, it was helping for a while.
Yeah.
Manic couple of weeks coming up, so sending apologies if I'm MIA for a while. You bet.
Well, take your time. Out, we were MIA for a couple of weeks as well, so no worries. Synced up nicely, actually. Thanks, Tina. And now we move over to Facebook. And under the episode, we have a shout out for Kelly with an IE. She says, my grandparents had a giant green LTD. Bette, the Voltaren scares me with all his dosage warnings and always makes me think of the Zoltar machine.
I love that.
You guys remember the Zoltar machine from Big. Hope it's still working for you. It didn't. It stopped working. It was not a cure-all, as it turns out. Stenny, Four Seasons is one of those movies I saw over and over on HBO when we first got cable.
I was
fascinated and saddened by the different couples' struggles. Love the music, and I still picture scenes from that movie when I hear it. I think Tina Fey was talking about it in an interview. Oh, no, it was Carrie Kenney. Carrie Kenney said that there was one summer where she saw the movie like 40 times because it was on TV when she was like 11 years old. So it was probably the same summer that you were watching it, Kelly, with an IE on home.
Well, I can remember my movie the first time we got HBO.
Yeah.
Was a movie that came out, I think came out right before Star Wars, but it was the last movie Mark Hamill made before Star Wars came out and he got famous.
Corvette Summer.
Yeah. I've seen that movie 10 times.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
We never
I'm
had
still
HBO.
Here.
We never had HBO when I was a kid, but I do remember when we just got another comment. I do remember when we first got a VHS and the summer that we started renting movies, and there was one VHS that we watched over and over. Well, there were a couple of them, my stepsister and I, but Mr. Mom was heavy in rotation. The other is a little known but gem of a movie called The Frisco Kid with Gene Wilder and Harrison Ford.
I know, but have not seen that.
Everybody should see it. It's really good. And you know what? I've watched it again as a grown-up. It holds up. All right. But we do have, under the missive on Facebook, we have more shout-out. They're piling in. Here we go. Newest. Our first shout-out is for Kelly.
Kelly with a Y. And she says, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The little heart emoji.
Thanks
there.
Thanks for welcoming us.
Yes. And then our next shout out's for Doug.
Doug, we are the Doug.
We are the starcher. Dougie says, welcome back. Welcome home, Bet. Tina, thanks for the wedding pictures. It looks like a wedding fantasy movie. I agree. It does. It looks like the pictures look like they're from a Hallmark movie. They really do.
Well, and I have to tell you.
In a good way.
I have a lot of pictures from Tina's own wedding to show us. It's just like the perfectly updated parent to kid version of a
lovely,
great wedding.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a lovely thing to say. Our next shout out's for Marla. Marla.
She says, welcome home, Ben.
Yay.
Thank you, Marla.
And our final shout out this week is for Kelly with an IE.
An IE, and we love it.
She says, she's yay.
Like, yeah.
Oh, sorry, excited to have you back. I went to San Fran last weekend. Here's a crab. Look at the size of it. It's ginormous. I hope you didn't call it San Fran when you were in San Francisco. They hate that shit. It's just the city. That's what they like. Doesn't Eddie Izzard have a whole thing about
says.
That? Yeah. This is it.
But look at that crab. He's ready to kill anyone who gets in his path.
He is, man.
Because he's been eaten. He and his family have been eaten so many times.
He's coming for us.
He's in for the big revenge.
That's the most vicious crab I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to give that a love. There we go. All right. Well, thank you all for your shout outs.
Wonderful.
Lovely to hear from all of you. All right. Now, what do we got? Movies?
I think we have movies. Let's see. Right. Let me get my.
I think that's right. I believe it's me and then you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, on my outline to you that I sent via email,
yes.
I had RIP George and Loretta. When I looked at it, I thought, George
And Loretta. I know, same here. I'm like, oh, we're going to be doing some country music. George and Loretta.
You got a movie.
I got a movie. My movie, I watched this movie last week. So last Friday, I was still uncertain whether we would be recording on Saturday or not. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to prepare a show, and then I'm ready. And if we do one, great, I'm ready. And if we don't do one, even better, I'm ready for next week. So I watched a movie. I watched Wild Robot, which I think is on Peacock.
Oh, okay. I know of that movie.
Yeah. Wild Robot is the one that everybody was talking about at Oscar time as the movie that was going to win. It was a foregone conclusion that it would win animated feature, which of course Flo won. And I have to say, I wish I'd seen this movie before I saw Flo, because it touches on a lot of similar themes, in particular, like, you know, different types of species and so forth, having to learn to get along with each other and rely on one another. But Flo did it so much better, as it turns out. As this seems like, well, honestly, this
well,
seems like...
apparently people understood that.
Which I think is a big step forward, frankly, for the Academy, because this seems like the slick, prepackaged Hollywood version of a story that is told so much better by Flo. Here's a list of the voices in it. There's lots of other voices, but these are some. Lupita Nyong'o, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name correctly.
That's right.
Pedro Pascal, love him.
Okay.
Ving Rhames. mm-hmm. Bill Nighy, yeah. Matt Berry, can't go wrong.
Oh.
Catherine O'Hara, and then Mark Hamill, you know, the god of voiceovers.
Yes.
Flo, of course, had no voiceovers because nobody talked. There was no dialogue at all in Flo. I think that I would have liked Wild Robot so much better if I hadn't already seen Flo and seen how much better this material could have been handled. It's not the same story at all. It's just, I mean, if you watch Wild Robot, I think maybe you'll also see the similarities. I mean, I dig movies about robots and stuff like that. I do actually. I think I like robots and I like robot movies. And ordinarily, I would be so on board. I didn't dislike it. It's a good movie. It's just having seen it so close to having seen Flo and being so enamored of Flo, it was hard not to draw the comparisons and go, well, yeah, Flo actually did it better. So I'm glad Flo won the Oscar because it was a better movie. But I'm still giving it a big thumbs up. It was still good. It's just very different. Maybe if you've already seen Flo, wait a little while until you see Wild Robot. Because the comparison does not do it any favors, I would say. Now, Niblet, tell me about all 14 of your movies.
Well, I tried to give Steady the big stinker.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I was incarcerated, I was lucky enough. There were a lot of things about Encompass that were not as good as the hospital. TV was one of them. Right. But I did have TC.
Food was another, you guys.
Oh, God, food. But I did have TCM. And so right. I was always tuned into TCM. Saw a bunch of whole movies and, you know, the beginnings of some other movies, some which mm-hmm. I'd seen before, some which I hadn't.
Yeah.
But as I messaged Steny earlier today and said, I hope you know what this movie I watched is. Because I'm still not sure I do.
I probably don't. I'm not super familiar with her.
Well, but, oh no, it's not the Lana Turner one. It's something else.
Oh.
I watched on my second day in the facility
mm-hmm.
a thing on TCM, and I thought it was this movie, but it actually was a documentary about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Stens, are you familiar with a movie from 1972 called The Day the Clown Cried?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry. Do some research. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
In 1972, now, I've never liked this person.
Mm-hmm.
When he was really funny and really popular, I was too young.
Mm-hmm.
When he became an icon and the French fell in love with him, I was done with him.
God.
It stars Jerry Lewis. Yes. Jerry Lewis in 1972 wrote, starred in, and tried to make a movie called The Day the Clown Cried.
Right.
Which, if you've ever seen Life is Beautiful, mm-hmm. I think kind of bars quite heavenly.
Okay.
But it's about a comedian, or they call it a clown in France, who gets sent to a concentration camp.
Oh,
and
right.
It suffers so many heartbreaks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the movie, he is tasked to go out and lead a bunch of singing happy children to the gas chamber. The worst taste of a movie you could ever imagine.
Like a lot of Jerry Lewis's stuff.
Yeah, but this wasn't the movie because the movie was never completed. It was never mm-hmm. released because it was so hung up in red tape and just its own awfulness.
Right.
So this is a documentary. Now I've looked, I've Googled, what is the documentary about The Day the Clown Cried?
Maybe they made it for TCM.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's a TCM special, but it's just called The Day the Clown Cried. Let me tell you, if you ever hated Jerry Lewis.
And I do.
Yeah, you're going to hate him even more.
Okay.
This man's egomania.
Yeah.
Does not even match Donald Trump's. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Thank God he never ran for president.
The whole movie, he talks about how great all the stuff he did before and after turned out to be. But he didn't think it was that great because mainly when he writes his own stuff, it's just shit. He's just nothing. He's nobody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's writing this opus, you know.
Yeah.
It's awful, but my God, it's fascinating. It's 2 hours long.
Okay.
And I stuck in for every single second of it.
Well, a documentary is about films that go wrong. That's a good
genre. Well, this one sure did.
The one about Terry Gilliam trying to make Don Quixote. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
But that's really good also.
Oh. But it's funny because for me, I had actually heard of the movie, The Day the
Right.
Crow Cried.
Yeah.
I didn't know everything about it. I knew it was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it released and was a total flop, and that was the end of it. And then he went on to do, you know, stuff in the mid to late 70s.
Right.
But no, this was something else. And it's just, I would love for anybody who knows anything about this movie or has seen clips of it or whatever to just message me and tell me, I get it. I get what you were going through.
Somebody convince Bet she's not crazy, would you?
I'm not crazy. He's the one that's crazy.
He's the one. He's the crazy one.
Oh.
Jerry Lewis is a good example of somebody who gets too big and people are afraid to say no.
Oh, yeah. I've heard stories of Jerry taking liberties with people. And there's one tiny little scene with one sentence in it that just made me hate him all the more. One of the stars of this, one of the other clowns in the concentration camp, is a famous French actor.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry says, one of the great French clowns of all time, you know, Monsieur Massat, we made this movie and we just became the best of friends. I can guarantee you he's not going to say the same thing about Jerry.
Right. Yeah. Well, he was awful big in France, though, Jerry.
He seems to be.
All right. Well, okay. So it's a documentary about The Day the Clown Cried. We're not sure of the title. We think it's The Day the Clown Cried.
Yeah. And, you know, the awful thing about TCM's website, which I was at forever while I was incarcerated, it only goes back one day to show you what movies had been seen.
Oh, really?
I could have gone back, you know, 4 days when I was thinking, I got to talk about this movie.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me go there.
Ah, Shannon.
Yeah.
I'm shaking my fist, everybody. You can't see me, but I am. Let us continue with the show.
Yes.
I have a highlight. This is a highlight that I wanted to tell you guys about back in February, but I was not allowed to. And now it's finally official and I can announce it.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows now because it was also on my Facebook page by this time. So everybody's seen it, but it is finally official and I can announce officially that I will be directing at the Bellingham Theatre Guild next season. I'm going to be directing a play by Adam Simkowitz called Kodachrome. And it's going to be lovely and everybody in Bellingham should come and see it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm super excited. It's been a few years since I directed, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Kodachrome.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I'll be sick of that song by next year. Trust me. That's definitely going to be our bow music. What have you got? You've got a binge watch of sorts.
I've got a binge watch of sorts because this isn't something I never knew about. And, you know. But when you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
And it gets to be, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. You got no more therapy.
Right.
You've got
nothing
a baddie,
to do until tomorrow.
A very nice, but baddie roommate that you just want to close the curtain.
Yes.
You turn on the TV and you find something to watch. Well, they have a channel on the Encompass cable thing.
Uh-huh.
That from like 8 o'clock till 1 o'clock shows Family Guy.
Ah.
Now, you know, I've seen Family Guy since mm-hmm. it came on, you know.
Sure.
But bits because it's on Fox, right, yeah. There's a bunch I haven't seen.
Right.
So I was finding all of these episodes of Family Guy I hadn't seen before, mm-hmm. and they had things in them that cracked me up.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. It's a funny show.
And while they were doing, you know, kind of not dirty, not really racy, but, you know, kind of...
No, yeah, I know. Edgy.
Screwball humor. Edgy humor.
Yeah.
My little roommate was over watching Fox News on her TV.
Ugh.
So I thought, look at me. But I had a ball. And I saw so many episodes I hadn't seen before. But if I could tell you one thing, I know sometimes Seth MacFarlane goes a little bit over the edge in his edginess.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
He edges it too much.
That's what happens with people who push the envelope. Sometimes you push it too far.
Yes. But every once in a while, just one tiny, tiny little thing will happen that makes you so happy that you're alive. This is the one for me. Lois.
Uh-huh.
Who, by the way, is Lois Alex Borstein?
Yes, it is.
How does that voice come out of Alex Borstein?
She sounds exactly like Alex Borstein.
Oh, I think of her on Mrs. Maisel.
Well, I guess
she
you're
don't
right.
sound
you're,
like
that. Oh, you're right. You're right. That's interesting. I feel like her Lois voice is closer to her real voice, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, anyway, Lois has kind of a problem. And so she's out in the yard with Brian, and mm-hmm. she's throwing him the ball, and he's catching it, giving it back. And he says, well, tell me what's going on. And she throws the ball. And, you know, as the more she talks about it, the longer she throws the ball. And they show him gone, but then he'll come back with the ball.
Yeah.
And then they show him gone and he'll come back with the ball a little later.
Yeah.
And so finally, she just finally gets to the point where she's had enough and she throws the ball and they show Brian and he shows up to pick up his tennis ball in the yard of Hank Hill with his three boys. That is fun. I'm
clever.
Sorry, people. That is funny.
I think they both were on. I think those were both Fox.
They were back to back.
Right?
They were back to back shows. Yeah. Not made by the same person, so...
No, not at all.
Yeah, so thanks for the collaboration. Cracked me up. But Family Guy got me through some tough times.
See, it's nice to have a comfort show, and even if it's not, you know, a usual comfort show, to discover a new comfort show, I think, is a delightful luxury in this day and age. Let's see. Donald Trump can fuck off. He is a piece of shit.
And I said,
the sooner he's out of here, the better.
Well, and in my notes, I said, especially this week. Do you know what he did this week?
No.
He
I don't
went
pay attention to him.
And gave a full pardon out of jail, no payback, to those stupid ass Crisley people who had the reality show Living Crisley. You know, Todd Crisley and his wife, the rich real estate people and their horrible, odious kids that the mom and dad got convicted, of tax evasion, were in federal prison.
Mm.
He just signs
just
a paper.
Them. Yep.
Signs a paper. Yep. They're back home.
Let them out. Just let them out.
Because they're me. They're reality people.
Yeah. Ugh. Gross.
This country is in a shitstorm, and this is what you're thinking about doing,
right.
you
yeah.
orange turd.
He's gross. He's gross. You rules?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do them. Is it me? It's me first, isn't it?
Yeah.
No wonder I'm confused.
No, that's all right.
So my you rule, I was telling Bette before the show, or maybe I said it as the show started, my you rule is not as timely as it would have been if we did this last week, but that's okay. I do want to give my you rule this week to Slaw Dog, the winner of the first inaugural Weenie 500.
Where,
I don't know if anybody watched it, but it was on the ESPN. ESPN. There was the Weenie 500, which was I was on the NASCAR track. There were six, I think, Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles doing a race. And Slaw Dog won. It was the slowest race you will ever see in your life.
But that's the best dog to win.
They are not.
Nothing's better than a slaw dog.
They are not built for speed, the Oscar Wiener Mobiles. They were probably going at top speeds of 25.
I'm not so sure about that because, you know, some 25 years ago, I was on Route 460 in Beefield.
Yeah.
And I happened to look in my rearview mirror. And there was a Wienermobile bearing down on
bearing down on you.
And well, they passed me like I was standing still.
They do
was
apparently have
probably
have a top
driven
speed.
By that girl who drove my ambulance.
That could be. They are. They do apparently have a top speed of 60, but they did not reach that top speed at any time during this race.
Well, and on the track, I can understand.
Yeah, because they got to go around curves and stuff like that. You don't want to topple the Wienermobile. But it was surprisingly a pretty exciting race at the end. It was a pretty exciting finish, even though it was quite slow. Slaw Dog just kind of came up from behind and just pushed and got there. It was it was fun and funny.
You know, so, I love those races. This is a mechanized version, but you know, the sausage races, the mascot races.
I like the mascots races
at
baseball games and stuff. Me too. I think they're so much fun. Let's finish the show with your U rules, Nibbler.
Yeah, well, I got three, and they're all rolled into one.
Oh,
and of course, I said we'd get to it, but thank you guys out there who, there was a whole, we skipped it because there were so many messages from y'all just saying, get better, thanks, we love you, get well, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all are the best. You're just
surprisingly,
best.
There were no comments from anybody saying, I can't believe you fuckers didn't do a show this week.
Or, fuck your knee. but thank you for that. Also, I have a person who, during this whole stay, and it was the time I was in Princeton Community Hospital, he was the third floor nurse.
Ah.
And his name is Doug. Sorry, Doug.
That's a good name.
It's another Doug. He's not you, but he's the other Doug. I have never, ever encountered such a kind, caring, conversational. He talked to my sister on the phone. When the doctors came in, and one said he thought this was my problem, another said no, he didn't. Doug kind of took what they said, condensed it, and said, well, here's kind of what you're going through. He got all of the time that, you know, I was in a bare-backed hospital gown and needed to get up.
Yeah.
He would find a lady to come and help me.
Nice.
He also offered me psychiatric help. He said, I know you've said that you've been to psychiatrists before and you see somebody online. If you need to see somebody before you leave here, I'll be happy to find you somebody in our network who can talk to you.
Good.
He was just wonderful. And one day at physical therapy, when I was going out in the elevator, and on the wall of the elevator, there's a thing saying, at Princeton Community Hospital, is there someone who works there who's done something special for you? You can nominate them for this. Well, that was one of the first things when I came back. I nominated Doug.
Oh, lovely. Good. It sounds like Doug got himself into the right profession, doesn't it?
Oh, he, yes.
He sounds tailor-made for the nursing profession, for sure.
And the nurses, I mean, he would be great forever as a nurse. Mm-hmm. But if he wants to go up and be a doctor, he knows how nurses think.
Yeah.
So he would be a kind and caring doctor as well.
Yes. Lovely.
And my third U rule is to my sister.
Yay.
Who I know it's so hard for her sometimes, but she just went over and above the call of duty. When I told her about the food when I got to Encompass, that's a whole nother story. That I could talk, I could do a comedy routine for 30 minutes about that. But she came to visit me on the second day there.
Yeah.
And she brought me a deli salad with chicken cut up into it. She brought me pecans. She brought me yogurt covered raisins. She brought me all kinds of stuff. And then I thought, well, I won't see her, you know, because she's going back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
But she just came back every day after work. Yeah. She'd come by and sit with me for a while. Aww. And talk and have fun. And, you know,
bless her heart.
Sisters can snipe at each other. And mm-hmm. from time to time we do. And I probably haven't heard this week.
Yeah.
Because she's getting a little tired of me. But when you need somebody and you got a sister who was there mm-hmm. for you to lean on, nothing better.
It's important. It's important. I agree. Our sisters are good.
Yep.
Well, you rule, Pat. Awesome. All right. You guys, we did it. We did a show. It's been a while and we remembered how to do it. Woohoo.
Yeah.
That is our show for this week. We will be back next week with another one. But until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and we love you guys, and we're so happy to be back, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Mwah. Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
I have to confess, Bet, that I'm not actually much of a fan of R.E.M. I don't dislike them. I just am ambivalent about them.
It's okay.
Yeah, we can't love all
the
same
stuff.
You're
still my friend. You're still my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I like that.
You've gone down a couple of notches.